This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're being joined by Kent Beadle, the Director of Producer Brokerage with CHS Hedging, to learn about risk management ahead of the 2022 growing season. Kent, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Well, happy to be here, Mike.
You know, growers have been very aggressively planning their input purchases for the 2022 growing season. But Kent, it's important to think about planning that marketing in the coming year ahead. What are some key points you think growers need to keep in mind?
Well, to begin with, the work that they're doing with input cost is an important component to that that plan. Essentially, we have to know our costs. And once we know what those costs are going to be, we can then move forward and start to develop a plan of what the income side needs to look like in order to achieve our objectives. So, we look at the world as what do you need to make a return on an acre of ground? Okay, so what we will do after we know what those expenses are going to be, or we estimate them closely, we will then go back to their balance sheet, understand what their equity situation is, as well as their asset situation, and project the revenue that we need to generate on a per acre basis to make an appropriate return on assets and equity for the operation. So that's kind of the winter job that we do.
Coming up with that price per bushel and using that as the starting point for your marketing, Kent, would that be an adequate summation?
Actually, gross dollar per acre is a little bit better. And the reason is that with higher yields, we have a tendency to have a little bit lower prices. With lower yields, tend to have higher prices. And so, we get focused very much on the gross dollar per acre that we can generate in that operation.
Okay.
And, then finally, we have to go execute a marketing plan to try to achieve those gross dollars.
And when we're putting that marketing plan together, Kent, how do you weigh global output and carryout expectations into this whole marketing picture?
So that's going to have an impact on the revenue side that you can project, right? So right now we take a look at December corn at approximately $5.50 a bushel, November beans at approximately $12.50 a bushel, and say, okay, this is a good starting point. But we also know that there is some seasonality involved, that we're going to have typically some opportunities, whether they're acreage driven or weather driven, between now and say approximately, late May to early July. That's when you get some of that weather volatility that you can take advantage of. Then we also have to understand that by next year's harvest, probably going to be cheaper than that under most yield circumstances. So that's how, we start scaling in to marketing opportunities and try to build an overall average price that is going to be able to achieve those gross dollar objectives.
That makes sense. Kent, when we think about how producers put their marketing plans together, sometimes just by the very nature of risk management, there can be gaps in how those marketing plans flow together. What are some of those gaps that growers should be aware of, particularly ahead of a volatile 2022 season?
Well, a couple of things. Not every grower will take into consideration their living expenses. And, as we go and we start thinking about the cost of seed and chemical and fertilizer and rents, land costs, you've got to make sure that we're taking into consideration, what we spend just to live. Now, some operators have external income that they use to take care of that. And if that's the case, it doesn't need to be considered, but sometimes that's a gap. The other thing that we see often as a gap is the lack of profit in the equation. All right. We try to expense profit. We want to operate every year making a return. So you hear a lot about break-even analysis. Well, nobody farms to break even. We farm to make a return on the assets and the equity that we have in the operation. So I'd say those are the two gaps that people need to pay attention to.
Yeah, keep that in mind as you're putting these plans together. And Kent, I want to ask you the next question I think that comes to mind. A lot of growers, and I think it's growing, more and more growers are putting marketing plans together and sticking to them. But some still have some concerns about pulling the trigger on grain marketing in a lot of different ways. What advice would you give to those growers here in 2022?
Well, first of all, understand that grain marketing is difficult. Okay, it's an emotional process because we're all very tied to the production that we sweated over and that we, you know, spent an awful lot of our equity and our knowledge trying to produce. So it's not easy to make those decisions. Some producers are more comfortable with it and others are less. If you're one of those people who worry about making decisions and don't make decisions easily, or you think in hindsight that you don't do as good a job as you could, then like all of the other things in your operation, go find someone who can help you. Hire that person and, you know, find that trusted advisor and then work together to execute a marketing plan.
That is a great point. There's a lot of very talented people out there who spend all day, every day reading about the markets. Kent Beadle, thanks so much for taking the time and for sharing some of your insight with us today.
Thank you, Mike. Pleasure to be with you.
And thanks to all of you for joining us around the table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.